Joining me now is South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I couldn't be better. How about you?
Oh, I'm living my best life right now. I'm so happy.
I bet you are. So tell me about this election. You watched it all go down. What do you make of what's going on both here and across the country?
Well, first, on Monday morning, I went in and met with members of my team and the Solicitor General shop, which is a group of lawyers who basically I've hired to defend South Carolina and its citizens from the predations of a tyrannical federal government. And I said, folks, on Wednesday morning, we're going to show up in one of two very different realities. And I'm very happy with the reality we woke up into, but it doesn't mean the fight is over, because there's going to be a war against the Trump administration, the likes of which you've never seen before.
Yep.
And so we're going to have to defend the rule of law, but do it on a defensive posture. Now, to your question, you know, right now the U.S. Senate is looking like it could possibly go down 53-47, if Pennsylvania holds. And it looks like the U.S. House will have the slimmest of margins, which means Trump, for at least 2 years, will have what Biden had. He will have control of Congress. The question is, will the Republicans actually govern the way that they ran? Will they actually govern with a conservative philosophy? Will they work together? Or will we fight each other, and will we squander an opportunity? So that remains to be seen. I am guardedly optimistic based on who I've been talking with in the Trump circle. At the state level, the South Carolina legislature increased its Republican margins in the Senate. You went from 30 Republicans out of 46 senators to, I believe, 34 Republican senators. And the House increased its majority by one, went from 88 Republicans out of 124 House members to 89. The question is, will the Republicans be able to coalesce around a core conservative belief system, govern from the right? Will they be able to work together, or will we factionalize? That remains to be seen, but I am reaching out to members of various factions within the Republican caucus and encouraging them to work together, and hopefully we will.
Yeah, absolutely. And make really good use. I'd love to see us function more like Florida, honestly, which has become more like a printing press. Whenever something nationally threatens our freedoms, Florida in about 6 weeks turns around and just bans it. And most of the stuff's unconstitutional anyway, so that'd be really cool. What is the fight you are most gunning for, Alan Wilson? You mentioned sort of gathering your legal team together. What are you guys looking at?
Well, listen, every time the Trump administration rolls out an executive order, every time the Trump administration promotes a particular policy, the left will attack it. And they're going to be in position we were are currently in right now until January, you know, where the Biden administration tries to roll out some woke policy written by some bureaucrat in the Department of Education that, you know, threatens to withhold federal funding to schools if the schools don't follow woke ideology. By way of example, they're going to try to pass rules like WOTUS, which will basically be a federal land grab by the federal government. They're going to, you know, the things they did on immigration policy. We're going to reverse all of that, but some of that will have to be reversed by law, and there will be political fights, not legal ones. And then others, we will try to reverse with executive authority that the president has based in the federal law. They're going to challenge that, and we're going to have to defend the president. We're also going to have to defend the state's interest at times, because if you remember when Trump was president the first time, we were heavily, heavily involved in a number of lawsuits that were targeted toward defending the Trump administration's policies.
Alan Wilson, one of the things to me that was just so frustrating and bizarre in the last Trump administration is he really lost the first 2 years of it because the Democrats were suing based on this bizarre theory that Trump had to uphold Obama's executive orders, and Trump eventually beat them, but he lost 2 years doing it. Are we going to just see a repeat of that, or has that been settled? I mean, I don't even understand the legality of that. Are we going to have to lose 2 years now arguing in court that Trump, as the president, has the right to immediately undo Joe Biden's executive orders?
Absolutely. What we're going to have to endure is the attempt. Now, Trump has a very different court. from the first 2 years of the Trump administration, at least at the Supreme Court. But you've also got 4 years of Joe Biden judicial appointments that are at the circuit and appellate level. And, you know, who knows how that's going to play out. There's still a significant number of Trump judges out there and judges from other administrations. But, yeah, they, you know, you are correct. I'm surprised you remembered that. You know, Trump tried to undo some Obama-era immigration policies, and he policies that President Obama had done by executive order, Trump tried to undo those by executive order, and the court said, well, people have detrimentally relied on that, and they have a vested right or an interest into that now, and you can't undo an executive order by one president by an executive order with another president. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, these aren't laws, they're policies by an administration, and it's gone. So the new administration policies should govern. Those were the arguments made 4-6 years ago, and those are the arguments that they're going to make when we attempt to go forward in 6 months.
I got another question for you. We had a big Supreme Court win this past year where they said, no, you can't just have bureaucrats making what are essentially laws in these agencies. Is that going to help us to go faster to make the changes we need to make? Especially Trump desperately needs to make changes around energy because that under the last Trump regime was the last Trump administration, that was our biggest source of GDP growth was energy.
And you're referring to Chevron deference.
Yes, Chevron. Exactly.
Yes. And that was a legal doctrine that had been around for 40 years where the courts had said, you know, if we pass a law and there's a regulation that is implemented from that law, as long as the executive action is reasonably inferred, then the courts are not going to question the legal action, even if it's not right. And they're just going to defer to that executive action or to that agency action. And of course, the Supreme Court last year struck that down. That was a huge blow to the administrative state. And it will certainly be helpful moving forward as President Trump puts in people who are going to be following the rule of law. But again, there is a deep administrative state, and people have to remember that. There are people, presidents come and go, but there are bureaucrats who are embedded in the system who interpret regulations to give them more power than they were originally given. So I think Chevron deference will help with the deep state, but we're still going to have to govern by passing laws out of Congress and, passing lawful or implementing lawful executive orders. And I'm not talking about overreach. I'm talking about things that the president is authorized to do by law or by the Constitution. So we're not going to be able to govern from the right through regulation completely. We're going to have to actually govern by passing good laws in Congress. And that's why we need the next 2 years are so important for the Republicans to get their act together.
Amen to that. We don't have time to mess around and compromise with the Democrats, do stuff like we have been doing in recent years. Attorney General Alan Wilson, thank you so much for joining the Tara Show this morning. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Always enjoy being with you. Thank you.
Yep. We'll be right back.